friends, and welcome back to another Anchor podcast. My name is Lance Bain, and today's podcast is a time of guided biblical prayer. It's been in my heart to pray together with you, my listeners, and so this idea came to me in a study of Colossians chapter 1 yesterday, when I noticed six beautiful points of prayer that Paul is praying for the church at Colossae. And when I saw these, I thought, oh man, I want to pray these for my life. I want to pray these six points of prayer for my friends, for my family, for the church that I lead. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to read to you quickly these verses, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer through the six points. And how that looks is I'll pray for a minute, and then I'll leave about 30 to 45 seconds of instrumental time for you to add your own prayer, and then we'll move on to the next point, and we'll have some time praying together. So, Father, I ask you to help us as we pray. May the Holy Spirit lead us in prayer. May He help us form the vocabulary and arouse the passion that bring something worthy of the name Jesus. Help us articulate, Lord, what we long for, and give us the tone and the tenacity and the tenderness of heaven as we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to be praying and leading us in prayer today. Maybe you want to open your Bible for this time to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 14. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. I love that. The praying is continual. Not one time. We continually ask God to do this, to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. That's number one. So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. That's number two. Bearing fruit in every good work. Number three. Growing in the knowledge of God. Number four. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. Number five, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Number six. So I want to lead us in a time of prayer. I'll pray for about a minute, and then I'll have 30 to 45 seconds of instrumental time for you to declare your own prayer and to make your own declaration. And we'll pray together, I love this, through Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Father, I want to thank you for this moment of prayer with my friends who are listening. God, would you give us the perseverance of prayer? As Paul says, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God. Lord, would you give us the lifestyle of continual prayer, the not stopping prayer? And Father, I want to pray first for my friends to be filled with the knowledge of your will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us understanding and wisdom. You don't judge us for being ignorant. You don't judge us for not understanding. You don't judge us for not being wise. James says that if any of us lacks wisdom, we should ask of God, who will give generously. Thank you for generous wisdom and generous understanding that will lead us to the knowledge of your will. And Father, I pray for us, not just to have an ounce of the knowledge of your will, but that we would be filled up to overflowing with the knowledge of your will. Would you do that for us, Holy Spirit? Give us wisdom, give us understanding, fill us up that we might with full confidence say, I know what the will of God is. Lord, would you do that for us in Jesus' name? All right, beloved. Take some time and add your own prayer. Here's Paul's second point of prayer, that we would live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. See, as you read this text, when the Spirit gives us the knowledge of His will, He fills us up with that by wisdom and understanding. It's so that we might live a life worthy of the Lord. One progresses into the other. So, Father, I thank You that You are filling us because of understanding, because of the wisdom that the Spirit gives us. You are filling us up with the knowledge of Your will because You want us and You are empowering us to live a life worthy of the Lord and to please Him in every way. Father, I ask You to bring together in the name of Jesus the power of a life worthy that's lived and a life that pleases. God, I ask You today that as we live, help us be mindful of our attitude, mindful of our words, mindful of our generosity, mindful of these ways, Lord, that knowing how we drive our car, how we treat our coworker, the thoughts we think about our neighbor, the stranger that does something that we're unsure about. Lord, help us remember today, I'm living a life that bears the name of Jesus, and I will live a life worthy of the Lord. And whatever I do today, in motivation, in word, and in deed, it will be pleasing to the Lord because You have filled us with the knowledge of Your will. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for giving us the chance and empowering us with the joy of living a life worthy of the Lord and a life that pleases Him. Amen. Beloved, take a few seconds here and add your prayer with me about living a life that's worthy of the Lord and that pleases Him in every way. Okay, I hope you're enjoying this. I'm really enjoying praying with you. Here's Paul's third point of prayer, that we would bear fruit in every good work. If you have your Bible open, you'll notice that at the end of this phrase, so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, there's a colon. And so he describes for us actually what that lifestyle looks like, what pleasing the Lord looks like. And he says it's bearing fruit in every good work. So let's pray about that together. Father, I ask You in the name of Jesus to help us bear fruit that makes Jesus famous in every good work. It's 2 Corinthians 10:31 that says, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, may we do it all for the glory of God. Brother Lawrence, in his book, Practicing the Presence of God, talked about how in the mundane task of washing dishes in his monastery, he would practice the presence of God. Father, we want to bear good fruit, whether we're washing dishes or whether we're praying or serving at a soup kitchen or taking care of our neighbors or our elderly parents, whatever it is, Lord, we want to bear fruit in every good work. And we pray that as we abide in Your word, as we abide in prayer, as we just live aware of You, we pray that the Holy Spirit would move so powerfully through us and bring forth good fruit that adds life and value to our fellow brothers and sisters and glorifies the name of Jesus. Okay, beloved, add your prayer. Make your declaration about bearing fruit in every good work. Here's the fourth point of prayer, that we would grow in the knowledge of God. Father, I pray, Lord, just as we're praying through this beautiful letter of Paul, this first chapter, that Paul is praying this continually. Lord, that somehow the idea of continual prayer, not stopping prayer, means that there's more growing in the knowledge of God than we can fathom or imagine. That we've not reached the end of growing in the knowledge of God. And so I pray for us today, God, that you would give us a greater hunger to say, God, I must know you. God, I want to know you. I want to know your voice. I want to know your word. I want to know your character. I want to know your heart. I want to know your attitude. I want to know what you're saying. I want to know what you're doing. Father, I ask you to give us a hunger for growing in the knowledge of God. Give us a hunger for the Word of God. Help us understand it as we read it. Help things come off the page and speak to us. May we feel the breath of the Holy Spirit speaking to us. It's like the breath of the Holy Spirit on our ears, as if someone were whispering to us. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to us through the Word, through the church, through our friendships, through dreams and visions. Help us all, Holy Spirit, I pray, grow in the knowledge of God. We want to be growing, not say we've grown, but just that we're growing. It's progressive, it's ongoing, it's continual, and let that continual hunger to grow in the knowledge of God begin with us. Begin with us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, take a few seconds here and make your prayer known about growing in the knowledge of God. Here's Paul's fifth point of prayer. It's that we would be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. So Holy Spirit, Jesus, you are so good to us. You're so kind to us. You're so amazing to us. And I just want to pray that you would strengthen us with all the power, that we are being strengthened with all the power. We are being strengthened, that circumstances are working to our advantage. Difficulties are working to our advantage. Things going on in workplaces and in families, Lord, I declare that they are working to our advantage because we are being strengthened. It's happening right now in this very moment. Lord, I ask you in the awesome name of Jesus to strengthen us with all power, with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of your nature, the power of your character, the power of your word, the power of your presence, the power of your promises. God, I just ask you, Father, to strengthen us with all power according to, in proportion to, because of your glorious might. Glorious might, not ugly might. Glorious might. Your might is beautiful. It is full of splendor. It is unspeakable. It is unimaginable. It is fantastic. We marvel at your might, and according to that marvelous, glorious might, would you strengthen your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus? Okay, beloved, add your prayer about being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Here is Paul's sixth point of prayer, that that we may have great endurance and patience. That feels really relevant for the time we're in right now. He said that we are being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Our ability to have great endurance and patience is directly connected to him strengthening us with all power according to his might. That's the manifestation of that power at work. It's that you're patient. It's that you and I have endurance. So let's pray into that together. Father, thank you. Thank you that you've not left us alone. Thank you that your power that we're being strengthened with and strengthened by according to your glorious might is making itself known in endurance and in patience. Lord, I pray that when we want to snap back at a loved one or get impatient or unkind or quit, Lord, I pray that we would remember, nope, the Lord is strengthening me with his power according to his glorious might, so that I may have great endurance and patience. Great endurance and great patience is accessible to us. It is in our bank account. May we draw upon that great endurance, because on the other side of endurance is godly character, and on the other side of godly character is a hope that will not disappoint. Romans 5:5. And we know that if we bear the fruit of patience, we will wear the enemy out, because he doesn't have patience. He can't have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, patience. And so, Lord, you've set us up to succeed. You've set us up to triumph and to prevail. And so I pray for my friends today that we might have great endurance and patience and access it. Just choose it for the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, add your prayer that you would have great endurance and patience. Now, after these prayers, he talks about how we give thanks to the Father because he's qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. And it says that he has rescued us from the dominion, the authority. We were in chains to darkness, and he liberated us and then ushered us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. And that kingdom of the Son he loves, we have inheritance. And so I just want you to imagine that the kingdom of God is like a large grocery store, and you have access to that grocery store because you're qualified to share in his inheritance. He's redeemed us. He's given us the forgiveness of sins. So we have access to this grocery store. And when we walk in, on the shelves is the knowledge of his will through wisdom and understanding. On the shelves is the ability to live a life that's worthy of the Lord and pleases him. On the shelf is the ability to bear fruit in every good work. On the shelf is growing in the knowledge of God. On the shelves is being strengthened in according to and in proportion to and because of his glorious might. On the grocery shelves is great endurance and patience. And you have access to it because it's your inheritance, because that's what the kingdom is. Friends, we're not praying today as paupers. We're praying today as much-loved sons and daughters. I hope that inspires you as you consider this beautiful prayer from Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 14. I've really loved praying with you today, and we'll put another podcast out praying a different part of the Bible together, but we'll be praying together and making these biblical-based declarations and decrees and petitions before the Lord, and we're going to grow, and it's going to be glorifying to Christ and really fulfilling for our lives. Thanks for spending this time with me, and I'll talk to you again on the next podcast. God bless.
Thank you.